I woke up that morning bright and early. Today I was going to go with my church to our state capital city, Austin. I was so excited. I rode there in my friend's car. The whole way over there, we talked and ate candy. Finally, we arrived at the park. This park had a huge lake. The water was clear and a little bit blue. I began trying to skip stones. Pretty soon, everybody around me began to look for stones to skip also. Then I took off my shoes and walked into the lake. The water was cool and refreshing, but the bottom of the lake was rough and it hurt my feet. There was a little baby girl who also wanted to walk into the lake. She wobbled around trying to walk steadily when all of a sudden she fell and splashed right into the water on her bottom. She was completely soaked, but she was happy. After we played in the lake, we had lunch. We had sandwiches and chips and lots of other food to eat. Then we got all the kids together and we played games. After the games were over, I taught them a story about a girl named Tifam. Tifam is the story of a girl who is the daughter of a witch doctor who lives in Haiti. As a child, she believed that her father's charms and prayers would protect her from the anger of the evil voodoo gods. But soon, a missionary came, and Tifam becomes a Christian. Her father, however, is still worshipping the evil gods, and he tries to curse the missionaries. But he soon realizes that his gods can't do anything. He realizes that his evil gods have no power, that they are nothing. After we told the story, we all went back down to the lake and began trying to build a bridge from the rocks that were there. We pushed and shoved the rocks, and we finally got them where we wanted. Then we picked up the rocks and splashed them into the water. Then we packed up and left. In the story I told, Tifam is also like a bridge. She is the one who tells her father about Jesus and about how much God loves him. She is the witness to what God has done in her life, how he's helped her. So through Tifam, her father also accepts Jesus. Jesus is also like a bridge. He is the bridge from us to eternal life. If we ask him to, he can forgive us of the bad things that we do and make us clean of all our sins. But Jesus is the only one with the power to do this, because he's the only one who has never done anything wrong. So if we ask him to, he can give us a life that is filled with purpose. He will give us a satisfying life. All we have to do is ask him.